Hey everybody, it's your girl Irma Wicks Rose, and we are in the Goddess Lounge. First and foremost, much gratitude to the beautiful, super full flower moon in Scorpio we just had. I am feeling like a brand new woman. I am chilling. I am vibing. And I have no complaints. Mother Earth don't owe me nothing after that moon, okay? But that's neither here nor there. Really, really quick, guys. For those of you who have been asking how to book a reading with me, you can do so through social media, okay? Follow me on Instagram and Twitter at The Goddess Lounge Podcast. If you go to Instagram and hit readings where the highlights are, everything you need to book a reading with me will be available right there, okay? Much love, much respect to those of you who have been inquiring. I look forward to assisting you. I look forward to encouraging you, uplifting you, and pointing you in the right direction, okay? With that being said, we're going to go ahead and hop in. Today's topic is being unapologetically you, okay? Being unapologetically you. This really has been on my heart for maybe about a couple of weeks. I'm a very observant person. I'm really good at reading people, and I don't mean just with cards. I mean like literally reading people, and there's just a lot of fake shit going on. There's a lot of false self mask happening. There's a lot of, you know, to the world I'm this, but behind closed doors I'm really just, you know, this insecure person with a lot of unresolved issues, and I'm doing this to make myself feel better, but I'm portraying it to y'all as if I got it all together and I can help you. It's a lot of that happening, and I think we've all been there at some point while trying to figure out who we are on our journeys. But when it's done out of maliciousness, when it's done out of spite, when it's done as a hustle, that's where, you know, I have it, you know, an issue. However, you know, how somebody else move is not my business. But when it begins to cause harm in our community, it is. It's all of our business. So with that being said, we're going to go ahead and just, you know, continue to move forward. First of all of us were not created to fit in into any group, any clique, any clan. Second of all, we were all born like by ourselves, naked, crying, screaming, with nothing, with our mother's blood and, you know, fluids and stuff like that on us. Crying in this world, trying to figure out what we're here for or what's going on or why was I taken from this comfortable place. Who knows what the thought was? But my point is, we came into this world alone. And when we sit up here and we transition into being an ancestor, we are not going to where we're going alone. You know what I'm saying? We all have a date. We all have a time, a season, you know. And what I would like to say to you is that it pays to be yourself. It pays to be yourself. People observe and watch and they see everything, especially those of us who go live and who engage with people. People can see when you are being catty. People can see when you are being fake and extra. People can see that. And you think they're ha ha he he and it's supporting you, but really they're realizing that you really ain't what you said you was. One thing I do embrace is being human. You know, human characteristics, human emotion is gonna happen. It's inevitable. However, that can't keep being the excuse all the time. Well, I'm human. I'm allowed to have a petty moment. Or I'm human. I'm allowed to be mad. I'm human. That's right. You are. You are human and you are allowed to do what you want to do. But do it on your time, not mine. You know what I'm saying? You want to be mad? Cool. Go home. Be mad in your room by yourself. Don't pull other people into it. I, for the life, have never understood why when somebody is feeling some kind of way, they got to pull other people into it too. It's like to cheer them on or to make them feel like it's okay to feel that way. Like, no, No, my dear, be you. You look in the mirror and you self-analyze if this is becoming of you, if not. If you want to be angry or if you want to be happy or if you just want to not give a fuck and live life and be unfuck with the bull and elevate and do your thing. And there is, when I say there's a lot of people wearing false self-masks, this is what I mean. We can go into all of the details of how, you know, on certain spiritual paths, before you start doing certain things, you got to have experience. You got to have this. You got to have that. You know, you got to have this initiation. Some of it, you know, the ones that don't require it, you at least got to have knowledge and have been doing it for a while. Okay. And a while is not a year, 2 years, 3 years, like a while. Okay. Like 5 plus 10 plus, you know, we can debate about that all day. Okay. But I don't really want to focus on that aspect because I feel like that's a given. You know, we already know this. I want to focus on being you. I know some beautiful people, and they are all doing amazing things. But what happens when it starts to look like everybody else's? What happens when you're taking on the name and identity of another individual and like just living through that and not dealing with your issues and your dilemmas and your problems, not taking time to heal your own brokenness, but then making things and aiding people and things that you haven't even healed from? Let's talk about that. I mean, that's like, I can't tell you how to heal from losing a parent when I haven't lost a parent. Not in death. You know, I can encourage you. I can sit with you while you work through and sift through those emotions, but I can't tell you how to feel. I could just encourage, be there, and uplift. Sometimes your presence is all that's needed to be supportive. But I dare not ever cross a line where I'm giving you instruction about some shit I don't have a handle on myself. To me, that's really hypocritical. That's really hypocritical. I don't know about you, but the one thing I'm focused on in this lifetime is simply evolving, learning from my mistakes, learning from the people I encounter in this life. I feel like I'm a student of life. I feel like I will forever be a student of life because no one masters it. No one has it all together. Everybody has obstacles. Everybody has trials and tribulations and tests. And I'm here to tell you to be you. Embrace that. Embrace your battle, you know, your battle wounds. Embrace the scars that is left from the things that you have conquered throughout your life. Do not wear somebody else's identity. Do not take on somebody else's spiritual identity. Do not be fake and be messy and do things out of envy and jealousy because you are struggling with you. Go within. Look within. Be aware of the things that you are feeling when you are dealing with people. If I'm talking to you, especially if I'm talking to you and I'm just trying to see how you're doing, and you know, I consider you a friend, a sister, or you know, a brother. And let's say I'm talking to you and you my brother and you puffing and you, you know, rolling your eyes and sighing hard. And then I'd be like, you know, what's wrong? And you'd be like, oh, nothing. I just got this and that. But spirit is like, no, they're doing that to you. Why would you think the spirit will allow you to know things about other people and to do things on other people's behalf, but then not let someone know that you being a little catty, or you being a little petty, or like you in an agitated mood with that person? Be real. Be you. If somebody is doing something that is not sitting well with you, be an adult and have a conversation. Why? Because most of the time it is miscommunication. Everybody is not the same. Everybody do not process the same. Everybody do not deal the same. I've heard two things. Like, if you know me, you know that I love people from down south. Listen, I don't know why. I just love them. They're very hospitable. They're very kind. They be having some bomb recipes. But overall, they're rich in culture. And I love that they all know, well, at least the ones I've come across, they all know like their history, the history of their land, of their forefathers, of their ancestors. You know what I'm saying? And they're very knowledgeable people. However, they do have moments where they could be very kind of rude. Like, the other reputation that I've heard is that the women are very rude and nasty. Now, I have not come across any women from down south that have been directly rude and nasty to me. But I will say I have peeped, you know, some interaction with them and other people, and they've been kind of, you know, rude. Or not really, you know, hiding their facial expressions well, because they all types are caught, you know. But, like, that's neither here nor there. You got to find your tribe. You got to find what works for you. But in order to even find your tribe, you got to be you. You have to be real. Like, I don't ever want to have a tribe of fakeness. And I don't say fake in like how you dealing with a person. I mean being fake with yourself. So let me clarify that for somebody getting their feelings, you know, and take something the wrong way. I mean fake with yourself, meaning you like lemonade. You know you don't like tea. You ain't got to pretend to like tea just because you want to fit in with the people that like tea. You like lemonade, drink fucking lemonade, and you can still have conversations and contribute things of value to that situation. And if it is not wanted and respected and they don't like you because you ain't drinking tea, fuck them. Let them do them and you do you, but be you authentically. Because what'll happen is you like lemonade and you might link up with a bunch of other women who like lemonade. And what'll happen? You might find out there's all type of opportunities for people who like lemonade. Now you done missed out on some shit because you over there drinking tea when you were supposed to be sipping on lemonade with them. They done gifted you, you know what I'm saying? They done planted you a whole lemon tree and shit. And you done missed out on it because you were so busy drinking tea. That matters. I don't know why I use lemonade and tea on some. Yes, I do. Real quick. On my wedding anniversary, my husband got me this peach lemonade, right? And it was so good. And I have not been able to get it off my mind. I need to find out what brand that peach lemonade is. And I need to get it, because the fact that it came up when I'm trying to talk to y'all about something that's serious is a problem. So y'all go on my Twitter or go on my Instagram and be like, hey, don't forget to look up the brand of that peach lemonade. When I say y'all, I can even mix a little drinky drink with it. That's how good it was. Okay. So I need to tell you that so that you know. But anywho, yeah, you got to be authentically yourself, and especially those of you who are spiritual leaders. Like, you know, we all got a story. We all got a past. We all got shit we got to work through. We all got to grow. We all got to heal. We all got to cultivate. We all got generational, you know, curses to break in and things we need to do. We all got spiritual gifts, you know, and we all got a way we got to handle them. But I need us to be more unified and not be against one another. You know, me and sis could do the same thing, but not have the same way of doing it. Me and one of my friends, you know, who can cook her ass off, even though she say now it's just therapy for her, whatever. I'm still gonna get my, you know, my little seafood from her. But I kid you not, like, I'm going to use her as an example. Me and her can go in the kitchen and cook the same thing. It's still going to have a different taste to it. Why? Because her experience in the kitchen and my experience in the kitchen, my experience and flavors, the way my palate works, the way hers work, is two different ways. They both look good. They both taste good. They just got different flavors. Because every flavor ain't for everybody. And that is my point. We cannot walk around wearing false self-masks, trying to imitate other people outside of ourselves when we have been given our own ashe, when we have been given our own spiritual gifts, our own perspective, our own experience that we have to build off of, that we have to grow from, that we have to learn from. So I don't know who this message is for, but I'm going to say it like this. Baby, be you. Be you. Go about your path the way you need to go about it. Listen to your ancestors. Listen to your spirit guides. You know what I'm saying? Listen to God. If you go to church and you know you're a Christian and you that's, you know, you listen to your pastor. Okay, cool. Do that. Do what works for you, but be you. And while you're being you and while you're on your journey, okay, and you're evolving, you glowing, you growing through shit, you elevating all shit, you slimming down. You know what I'm saying? You got this little pizzazz to you. You got this glow to you. Your aura's bright. Stay in that. The worst thing you can do when you get to that step is try to belittle or look down on someone else. Because if we're being honest, if you still a baby in any of those paths, any religious path, period, any path of life, there's not really a lot you can say just yet. You got to experience a little bit more. You got a lot more to learn. You got further more to go. This is just one milestone. Now the real work begins. You know, and also, like, I want you guys, like, to be mindful. I challenge you to be mindful. You know, we have a habit of when we bond with somebody over a certain time, what do we start to do? We start to pick up their lingo, their habits. We eating what they eating. We wearing what they wearing. We starting to look alike and shit. That could become a dangerous thing when it occurs for too long. Don't lose your sense of self. Don't lose your individuality. Don't lose the vision you have for yourself to help and pour into somebody else's vision and you done forgot that you had a whole plan already. It's one thing when spirit, you know, comes in and shakes some shit up and say, okay, now you gotta move like this. But it's another thing when you are doing it. And then you're sitting there, you're smiling, you look beautiful, but you unhappy because you're not being true to yourself. Who are you? I want to know who you are. I want to know what you like. You know, you may like oceans. I may like rivers more. Okay. But we both like water. So what the fuck? What is the issue? Be yourself. Let's stop wearing this false self mask. Let's reintroduce ourselves, you know? And another thing too, that I would like to point out, people grow every day. So unless a person is still doing the same shit they were doing in the past around you, can we stop condemning people and judging people and feeling like you could talk to a person any kind of way or treat them any kind of way because of your own insecurities and your own unresolved issues? You ever seen two people get into it and one move on and one is still on it? Or a group of people get into it and they pretend to move on, but really, when you're not around or you're not present, you the topic of the conversation. Like, can we? That's so old. That is so 2018, 17. Hell, 2015, if we're being honest. Like, come on. Fuck the trends. Fuck the fads. Who are you? And I'll start. My name is Yumada. I'm married. I got kids. Love them all. They drive me crazy sometimes, but I love them all. I go by Eremoix Rose, my evolved self. Okay? So if somebody talks shit, Eremoix is just my name backwards. So it's still me. Roses are my favorite flowers. So yes, Rose will definitely be attached to anything I do and anything I brand. But I am Cuban, Jamaican, Haitian, and Black amongst many other things in my lineages that I have been discovering.
And upon doing ancestor veneration, I found out I have a lot of roots down south, and that is why I have always been attracted to things and vibed with and knew things about hoodoo. You know what I'm saying? And I'm, you know, being in a Cuban family, yes, Santeria, like I know all about that. Yes, I grew up in that tradition. Yes. Yes, I'm on a spiritual path right now. I will not share with you what that is because I'm still sifting through my own shit trying to figure out if this is for sure the move I am about to make. I will never pretend to know it all, but I am well connected and I know a lot of people and a lot of leaders. And if you need guidance, I know where to send you. I am an intuitive reader. I've always had the gift of foresight. I had trouble accepting it. But now that I've accepted it and now that I know what I'm meant to do, I'm going to do it and I'm going to do it unapologetically and as my damn self. Period. There are some people who are, they can't even be that transparent. I'm being transparent with y'all. And I'm being transparent because I want you to be comfortable in your own skin and feel like you could be transparent. I don't care if you read a Bible, Quran, Torah. I don't care if you wear, if you're reading candle magic books. I don't care if you practice any form of ATR. Love yourself enough to be yourself. Your praise is not the same. Your worship is not the same as everybody else's. Your communication with your ancestors is not the same. We might use the same tools, baby, but we don't speak the same language. That's okay. You don't have to fit in with nobody. I know twins that are nothing alike, that are night and day, and they look identical. But you embrace the lessons, embrace the blessings, continue to let all of the things you experience and you learn cultivate and shape who you are in such a positive way that you are a force to be reckoned with. I am here to encourage you to be unapologetically you. If you don't like talking a lot, then don't talk a lot. You know, if you, it's simple shit, real simple shit. If you are a texter more than a person who likes to talk on the phone, that's okay. Don't let nobody make you feel bad for that. If you are a person who wants to, you know, work in a left-hand path that's more comfortable for you and you feel like that's where you thrive, then go right ahead. Do you. It ain't my place to judge because I'm over here doing me. It is unfortunate that we will have people who do dumb shit just to do dumb shit, who's petty, who's insecure. We're going to have people who won't evolve because they don't want to. You're going to have people who don't evolve because they don't know how, they want to, but they're afraid to ask. And for me, anyone in leadership, we have to be more open so that, you know, we can be approachable. Because some of these people are assignments. Now, look, not everybody is your assignment. Don't say, I was listening to Aramosa and she said that you my spiritual assignment. That is not what I said, sis. Like, come on. I'm simply saying that we all have assignments. We all have tasks. We all have purpose. We all have experienced pain. We all have experienced joy. Like, we're all human. The human race is still one race, but we all have different paths and different experiences due to our makeup. And what I'm saying is, whatever your makeup is, celebrate it, be proud, be happy about it, walk in it, adjust your crown. Remember that you are a king. Remember that you are a queen. Remember that you are intelligent. Remember that you are creative and that you could take nothing and make it into something great. Remember that you are in control of you and what you are doing from here on out. I don't care what you did yesterday. I don't care what you did 2 years ago. Today is a new day. So let's make it happen. Don't get caught up in the hype. Don't get lost trying to be somebody else. Don't compare yourself. Please don't. Because comparison is truly the thief of all joy. I am a witness to that in more ways than one because that's all I used to do. To the point that I had to stop looking at some of the things I was looking at just so I wouldn't feel bad about myself. But that's what happens when you don't realize you are enough as you are. Yes, there's always room for improvement and you can always do more. However, you have to do it for you. And you have to do it with the idea of you're going to grow. And as you heal, you may heal others. You know? I mean, what is the point? What is the point for us going through this journey, learning everything we got to learn and keeping it to ourselves? That's boring. At least for me. No, everything I learned, I want to share. I want to share with the people who are supposed to hear it. I want to share. I want to teach people that it's okay to love yourself, to put yourself first, that you do not have to tolerate disrespect from anyone, but you are in full control of how you move and how you handle that thing. Because what's the point if you react ignorantly and then you're bounded in the jail cell? We all got a past. We all got a story. But you gotta be yourself. You have to be yourself. Why? Because we need people like you. If we were all meant to be the same and do the same shit, we would have all been designed that way. Don't you think? But we were all made different for a reason. We all got our own thoughts, our own opinions, our own feelings. And it's amazing when we can all get in one setting and share that and it not be no bullshit. I think that is amazing. That's why I love things like panel discussions and lives and things like that. And I always love reading the comments. I've just as many that has a lot of drama and bullshit. I've also seen a lot that is actually healthy, that are healthy conversations, healthy debates. I've learned a lot. I've had to be corrected a couple of times about some misinformation I had, and vice versa. I've had to correct others. And it was no love lost. It was no bullshit. It was no chitter chatter behind nobody back about it. But I also know that I also noticed that a lot of the women that were handling it and doing things in a healthy way were older than me. And I'm 32. I'll be 33. And that spoke volumes to me too. So I say that to say this. We all got a purpose and a path. And we all got a past. But when you stay living in the past and you stay in the residue of the things you've endured in the past, you will create a false self mask. You know, I saw a meme that said, who are you without all the trauma? Who are you without all of the trauma? And it made me think, who are we without the trauma, without the drama? Who are we without the judgment? Who are we without the condemnation? Who are we without the fighting and the division? That is the person I'm trying to get to. You know, who are we without the competition? Like, just imagine how far we would go if we wasn't watching what other people were doing and wasn't competing with one another. I say it all the time. We have an amazing creative community, okay? I'm sorry. Like, Black people are some of the most creative individuals in the universe. Yes, I said it. You can quote it, okay? I literally feel like the day we put all of the bullshit that has been forced into us aside, all of the judgment, all of the she thinks she all that, all of that catty shit, that low level nasty energy, like all of that, once we get rid of all of that and we realize what we all could contribute to one another, we can honestly build our own Wakanda someday. I believe it. I don't care. Can't nobody tell me different. That is my belief. I believe there's power in unity and there is power in numbers. And we have both. It's just that, you know, loyalty, patience. Planning, discipline, respect. investing. Because we be all for everything until we got to put our own money into it. Man, like, spiritual leaders and people who are sitting up here doing all of this work, because I feel like spiritual leaders do not get enough love. You know, they get a lot of criticism, and I know because I'm one of the ones that do criticize, and I'm one of the ones that do call shit out, and it's because it's a lot of fuck shit happening too, and I won't pretend that it isn't. But for the ones that are healing, for the ones that are reading people and truly guiding them, for the ones who are doing spiritual work on behalf of people because they desire to see them heal, not just because it's their purpose or their path, but because they desire to help people, them the type of individuals I want in my camp. Like, I think it's beautiful when a person can be selfless and they can put, you know, themselves aside to help somebody else. I think that is a beautiful thing. That is such a noble thing. The only thing I will say is don't get so caught up giving, 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 that you are not cleansing, that you are not taking care of yourself, that you are not resting. Everything has a moment where it has to be recalibrated. Everything has a moment where it has to be rejuvenated, where it has to be left alone. Even your phone get too hot when you use it too long. And you got to leave it alone and let it cool, right? So let's do it the same way. Let's be ourselves so that we can do that. Let's be ourselves so that we can heal our people and break generational curses and elevate one another and live peacefully amongst the chaos. Because we don't have to be a part of the problem and we don't have to be a part of the chaos. How beautiful would it be to actually be able to gather and it be peaceful? Like real peaceful. I don't know about you, but I'm very big on protecting my peace. And I just couldn't live wearing a false self mask, a false self, you know, a false identity. I couldn't be okay trying to be like somebody else, doing things to look like somebody else. I just cannot. I cannot. It's just not me. And I encourage you, I challenge you to honestly just go ahead and look at you and look at your life. And you know what you love and what you like and what you don't. And baby, if you love it, I like it. Okay. So in all honesty, you know, be you, be authentically you. If you're going to do something, do it from a pure place. Do it with integrity. I promise you the reward is greater going about it that way than any other. With that being said, much love, peace, much, 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 much protection to all of you during COVID-19. Hold on. It ain't over. Have faith in yourself. Believe in yourself. Go after what you want for you. But you ain't got to knock nobody else's crown down to do it. You never have to knock somebody else's crown down to elevate yourself. If you do, then you might need to reevaluate why you're doing the things you're doing in the first place. Be you. Be authentically you. And celebrate you. Peace. Yeah.